Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are on page Kuf Ben Vov, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, Si'if Yud Zayin. Yesterday we began to discuss the halacha of Kiddush, the Havdalah on Matzoy Yontiv. And as we discussed, there's a din of Tashlumin on Shabbos. In other words, if a person does not make Havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos, then he has until Tuesday night to make Havdalah. And we discussed whether that is a din in Tashlumin or whether that is a din in Me'ika Hadin. In other words, is it a din that that Havdalah was Kavua, that Havdalah was set as a time to do all the way until Tuesday? In other words, that's Me'ika Lachatchila, that was the original din because all connected to Shabbos. Or no, that the main din of Havdalah was only on Motsu Shabbos. And if he didn't do it, he can do Tashlum in the rest of the week. And that we discuss is, seems to be two machlekas, where the person's not chai for Motzei Shabbos, where there's a chi to make Havdalah later. If it's a din me'etzem, that halacha goes all the way till Tuesday, then what difference is wasn't chai Motzei Shabbos? Chai on Sunday, do it on Sunday. Right? A person wasn't oinen on Motzei Shabbos. Just wonder if a person did geirus on Sunday. Is him going to make Havdalah on Sunday?
He hasn't experienced Shabbos, so what's
I'm not even geared at you.
But there's a difference between separating the weekday and the Shabbos. He didn't have a Shabbos.
Why did he make
Havdalah?
Not separating him?
So why should there be Havdalah?
Because he's recognizing, not his Shabbos, he's recognizing a separation between Shabbos and the week. Zochus and Shabbos the country separate between Shabbos and the week. Interesting. Don't know. That's the thought of it.
Later.
Anyway, that's one afghan. Another afghan we said was, is a din of making Havdalah during a week, dafka a din in if you were shochach, if you forgot.
Not
bemazed. And that seems to be machlekes rishonim. Yeah, the Rambam says shochach. The Shulchan Aruch says shochach, he forgot to do it. The Rambam doesn't say shochach, the Rambam says oy mazed oy shogeg, and therefore it seems to be a din, ikka din all the way until Tuesday. That's the two nafkah minutes we had. And also, before we move on, I just saw an interesting shayla. And this is a shayla that is brought down in Reb Zilberstein. I think it's a Maisa Shaloi Hoyo. Yeah, but it's a fellow is released from a hospital, right? Sunday afternoon. And he's in the car and he realizes he has not made Havdalah and he has a choice of either davening mincha in a minyan, or he has a choice of doing Havdalah, getting home, making Havdalah, and davening at home by Yechidus or something of the sort. What should he do? Should he go home, make Havdalah, or should he go straight to shul, daven mincha? After mincha, he makes Havdalah. And the time he gets home, he'll have a shir, he'll have a minchas chinuch shir, he'll have a mariv, and he comes home on Monday, he does it then. Okay? Mincha, he didn't say Atachonan. He said Baruch HaMavdil. He maybe Davamarev, he didn't make Havdalah on the coast, right? So how does this work? What does he do? It's very interesting. So we've been talking till now about Tashlumin, about Havdalah, whether it's Din Tashlumin or not. Interesting halacha. It's a halacha that talked about Atachonan Tonu, as you mentioned. This is in Reish Sadi Dalad. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. He made a mistake and he did not say Atachon and Tonu in Shemana Esra. So what we're saying of it beforehand, you say Havdalah and Atachon and Tonu. Yeah, again, it's halach before that. Oymim Havdalah b'chein nadas. Yeah? He's supposed to say Havdalah in chein nadas, Atachon and Tonu. Vim to, v'loi hivdil, mashin tefilos v'ein achoizo. If he made a mistake, if not. Okay? Why? Because anyway, you're going to make Havdalah on the kois. Okay? Okay, fighter. So he says, Tov lo yhivdil b'tfilah. He made a mistake and he did not make Seat Achin and Tonu in davening. Ve'ein lo yhkois b'layla. And he doesn't have a kois at night when he comes home. Ve'soiva sha'af l'mochol lo yirloi. And he thinks tomorrow he's also not going to have a kois. Sorach lachzoyu l'spalel. He's going to go back and say Shemana Esra again with Atachin and Tonu. Okay, now, what's this based on? Yes. You have to go back. Yeah, that's the Tosis that said, by the way, that, yeah, it didn't have Havdalah. Okay. So now Rabbi Yishai, this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shotach, a hivdil, havdol b'chlin nadas, a machzin and loisim, b'nei shiochel o'imra alakoyis. The Gemara says, if you do not say havdol b'chlin nadas, yeah, he doesn't have to go back because he can do it alakoyis. Says the Rosh, Kev v'shatolei hadova b'koyis, since it's relevant to the koyis, heich she'ein loikoyis, tzorech lachzoy l'spalak. He doesn't have a koyis. Anyway, the only reason why he doesn't have to go back is because he can do it again later. If he can't do it again later, he has to go back. Says a Rosh. Now, what's the shot? He doesn't have a koyis. Says a Rabbeinu Yoina, he doesn't have a koyis at night. Yeah? But if he knows he's going to get a koyis the next day, then he doesn't have to go back. So what's the cutoff point? What's the cutoff point? Sunday day. If he has a koyis by Sunday day, then no problem, don't have to go back. Because he can make a dollar alakos. After Sunday day, it's over. Right? No, what's a kasha for Vega? Why is it over? Why is a cutoff point Sunday day if he has a kois? Okay, true, he can't eat until then. Fine. So, okay, you can get around it. Right? But why is a cutoff point Sunday day that, once it's Sunday day, that's it, it's all over, you can't do anything else, and then if he's got to go back and say Shemona Esther again? He can! He's got till Monday, he's got till Tuesday to make alakos. So why is Sunday day the cutoff point? So you can come along and say, because there are because if he doesn't have it now, why is he thinking he's going to get better? Why is he going to get better? Because he's going to travel to a different place and then he's going to have wine. No. Right? Is that a teretz? So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a very good kasha. What's the difference? Answers Rabbi Kiva Eger. And this is the slide he has all the way through our sugya. And that is, there's a difference between Havdalah done on Sunday and anything that is done on Monday and Tuesday. Two dinim. Like a brisket tayer, two dinim. The din that Havdalah is done on Sunday is a chelik of Havdalah of Motzei Shabbos. It's a din of Vayere Vayevoike. It's a din, just like night, the day follows the night, there's a din of a Motzei Shabbos. It's a continuation of Motzei Shabbos. It's not a din of Tashlumin. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you don't have it at night, when's the chid to say atochin antonu? At night. At night, right? The next day, if you haven't made atochin antonu, which is a mariv davening, the tashlumin only takes place, that it's better to do it the next day, the tashlumin for the night. You can't do things days later, right? It's a tashlumin for the night. And therefore, that's why it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's dafka din in the night. Masha Enke, the fact that you do have done on Monday, Tuesday, is not a din in the night, it's a din in tashlumin. It's a new din of if you can't do it then, you do it then. And therefore it's two dinim again. So Sunday is a chelik of Matzah Shabbos. It's not a din that, didn't do a Matzah Shabbos, do it Sunday. No, Sunday is Matzah Shabbos. Monday and Tuesday is a din of Tashlumin. And therefore it's a whole different quality of Avdalah. And therefore that's why he says what he says. So he says, if he's going to have a kois, he says, and therefore, that's what he says, and read what he says, to Avdalah hebe Matzah Shabbos, ole Machrasoi, he doesn't go back. If he has it on Monday or Tuesday, that's not the main one. Therefore, he's got to go back. He's got to go back and daven again. Yeah? This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's very, very interesting way of learning. So Rabbi Kiva Eger learns that, yes, not like we learned it's a din tashlumin, like some opinions, not that it's ikka din, like this. Rabbi Kiva Eger makes a chiluk between tashlumin and ikka din. Sometimes it is ikka din, which is on Sunday, and tashlumin is the rest of the time. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to hold that way. The Mishnah Berurah holds that it's because there's a reason makdimin should do it on Sunday. Why doesn't it hold up Rabbi Kiva Eger? Because it's got to do with the ikka din. It doesn't seem that Rabbi Kiva Eger agrees with that. And therefore, that's the case. Zilberstein says that if a person has a choice to do Havdalah, which is Me'ikah Hadin, or Havdalah B'din Tashlumin, you should go home, make Havdalah, and daven B'yichidus, because one's an extra Hidur in Tefillah, and one has got to do Me'ikah Hadin of Havdalah, and therefore certainly you should go home, make Havdalah before Nacht, rather than davening B'tzibur and doing it later. Okay? But I just wanted to bring out that it's not just so clear-cut, it's either Tashlumin or it's Me'ikah Hadin. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, there's Me'ikah Hadin on Sunday and Tashlumin after that. Which is very, very nice. Okay, let's get back to our Shaila here. So he brings page Kuf Memvov, if you want to look inside. So he brings the Gemara that we just discussed about Moshe Shabbos Tashumin. Vani Mesupuk. And I have a doubt. Kilari Isi Bevoadin Im Lehivdibamotsoy Yontu Vemyeshu Tashumin. Yeah, I don't know whether if a person does not make Avdolah Motzi Yontov, if there's din of Tashlumin. So he says, Bevadai Shittas HaSavrim, the Rif, the Dafka Yom Rishon Mavdil, Tavaleb Motzoi Shabbos, and Kinhu Adin Yom Achon Shabbos. The Rif holds, by the way, doesn't hold that this Gemara has different Girsa, and he says you don't have till Tuesday, you only have till Sunday. And therefore, you're not going to have any longer than that for Yontov, for sure, not going to any longer than that. Okay, so he's telling us to look over here, follow instructions. So he basically says, this is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, a person said, I will give you a get on the condition you give me after Shabbos $10,000. What's called after Shabbos? How long is it called after Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Tonavana Acha Shabbos. Sunday, Trey Vitalasa, and Monday and Tuesday, Boso Shabbat. That's called after Shabbos. He didn't say you're going to give it to you next week, and didn't say I'm going to give it to you before next Shabbos. I said after Shabbos? What's called after Shabbos? Okay? So he says, Abra Vachamisha Mala Shabbat, Kami Shabbat. But when Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is ready, beginning of next Shabbos. And if it's too late, if you said you're going to give it after Shabbos, it's going to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tanya, Rabbi Oimela, Acha Regal Shleishim Yoy. Rabbi said, what's called after Yontov? I'll get back to you after Yontov. Shleishim Yoy. 30 days is called after Yontov. 30 days is called after Yontov. Nofak Rabchia, Droshim Mishmei de Rabbi. So Rabchia went out and gave this drosh in the name of Rabbi. V'kol Suho. And they praised him. Very good. Well done that you said it. Why did they praise him? Because it's only Rebbe saying it. And we don't paskin that way. Okay? Mishmei de Rabbim v'loy kol suah. He said it in the name of a lot of people, which means he wanted to establish this as halacha. And people, they weren't impressed. Alma leis hilchus ha-kavase. Therefore, halacha is not like Rebbe with regard to the halacha of Yontov. Acha Yontov is not 30 days. Okay. So now, Shabbos, you know, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yontov, we tried to make it 30 days, they didn't agree. So what is it, Taka? Yeah, so what is it, Taka? How do we pass them? So the Ran, at the back of the Gemara, brings a few different opinions. He says, Rabbeinu Meir Zal Seiva, yeah, he said, Umiyo Ikeman Do'oma the Ritva, the La'acha Shaloi, Ke La'acha Shabbos. Acha Yontov, like after Shabbos. Just like after Shabbos, it's 3 days. After Yontov, also 3 days. The minimum amount of time called after is 3 days, and therefore by Shabbos it's 3 days, by Yontov it's 3 days. Alva Rabbeinu Meir Seiva brought in the Ritva as well. Just like by Shabbos it's half time between Shabbos and Shabbos, which is 3 days. It's half the time between one regal and the other. V'chein kosef arif b'tshuva. In other words, for example, he says, Reuven should nishba l'chavei, Reuven made a shvua to his friend, l'froya lo'y acha ha-pesach, I'll pay you back after Pesach. What's called after Pesach? Reuven oisa kama yesh ben Pesach la'atzeres. How long is it between Pesach and Tzeres, which is not a hard one to work out? It's less than 7 weeks, it's after Pesach. From after Pesach till thing, let's say 6 weeks. V'yesh ha-machzis ha-yom yesh ben time. And therefore he has after time. Therefore, im nishba lefroya achas sukkos, yeah, I'll pay you back after sukkos. Yeah, you'll have 3 months to pay back, and therefore it's possible to make havdalah up to 3 months after Yontov. Just like by Shabbos is a halfway mark, by Yontov is also a halfway mark. Now, obviously, this is very, 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 very problematic, and I'm going to discuss it. Because what are we talking about? The guy hasn't made Havdalah at all that time, in all those time. I mean, he's making Havdalah on Shabbos, and Shabbos is not going to apply for Yontov. We have to make special Havdalah for Yontov. How does that work? Okay. So again, we have one opinion that says it's 3 days. We have one opinion that says halfway mark between Yom and Tovim. So it depends which Yom Tov it is. Pesach and Sukkos, between Sukkos and Pesach and Shavuos, between Shavuos and Sukkos, between Sukkos and Pesach. Okay, so he says, "V'rabeinach nadal zal kosad al acha regel test vov yoim." It's 15 days. 15. So in Isparu Dvorov, it doesn't explain where he gets his 15 days from. Where does he get 15 days from? Okay. Shulti Gaboyim brings the kosav rosh ve'efshul mechelik Halamud Yoin Kamo, you split 30 days in half. Just like a week is split in half, a month is also split in half. Okay, so these are the various opinions that the Minchas Chinuch is bringing. So he says, "Im kein hodinim va'ayin slay perim yishochse begitin ayin zayin shita yisle inyan zeh the rosh the ran." How long it is? 3 days, 30 days, 15 days, a half between Rosh Hashanah, whatever, between the Yom and Tovim, and then he's going to ask, what about after Yom Kippur? Yeah, what's called? How many days have you Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Is that, do you have only a few days before those days? How does that work? Right? You only have three. Anyway, the kitzur. So he says, Im Kain, therefore, Ef should the Yontov, Yeshu Tashlumin, Kol Shanikra Acha Yontov, L'chol Ma'akad Isle. Maybe the same halacha will apply. What's called after Yontov with regard to Gittin, and what's regard to paying back a debt. Yeah, that's what the Shultibari brings down, the Bran brings down. Same thing will apply to Avdala. Each one's called after Yontov will apply this amount of time too. And therefore, each one, according to their opinion, will apply here as well. And he's upset with the poiskim, that they did not write what the din is by yontov. I found a lot of poiskim who did write very clearly long before the Minchas Chinuch halacha is by yontov. This is in the Shari Tshuva in Simon Tof Tzadi Aleph. Says the Shari Tshuva, the cause of Ri B'Shem Beis Yehuda, Misha Shochach L'Havdil Mitzvah Yontov, Yochel L'Havdil Kol HaShavua. He has a whole week. He has a whole week. We haven't seen this yet. Right? We haven't seen this yet. Not 15 days. And not, he has a whole week. He has an entire week. U'B'Seifer Yosef Chodek HaZeh V'Kosov She'ein Nismoich Olav L'Maisa. He said you should not rely on him in Loch L'Maisa. You don't have the whole week. Okay. So that is, first of all, so I've seen very clearly, there's one opinion who clearly says the Shari Tshuva. Also, there's a clear Rabbi Kiva Eger, we'll see tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, who also has his opinion. And guess what Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to say? How many days?
3 days.
What Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to say?
4 days.
No. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to have his 1 day din. Why 1 day? Because he holds there's no din tashlumin. It's not din tashlumin, it's only a ikka. As Rabbi Kiva Eger Lashita say, thank you very much. Shkoyach.
You want it?